Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Emotions Book, A Little Story About Big Emotions by Liz Fletcher, is a picture book from Brave Kids Press designed to introduce young children to emotional awareness and self-regulation. Built around a simple child-centered framework, it focuses on four prominent emotions: anger, sadness, frustration, and happiness. Rather than treating these feelings as problems to suppress, the book presents them as signals that can be noticed, named, and managed. Its central figure, Louis the Little Elephant, helps make abstract emotional concepts more concrete for early readers. The book belongs to the social-emotional learning category, where stories are used to support conversations between children and adults about inner experience, behavior, and coping. Its purpose is practical, as much as narrative, to help children pause before reacting, understand what their bodies and minds may be communicating, and return to a calmer state through simple strategies such as breathing, taking a break, or seeking comfort. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, four core emotions are used as an accessible emotional vocabulary. The book narrows its emotional focus to anger, sadness, frustration, and happiness, which is a useful choice for early childhood readers. Young children often experience many shades of feeling but lack the language to separate one state from another. By selecting four recognizable emotions, the book avoids overwhelming its audience while still covering a meaningful range of experience. Anger and frustration are especially important to distinguish because they can look similar in behavior but may arise from different causes. Frustration often emerges when a child faces a blocked goal, a difficult task, or a conflict, while anger may feel more intense and reactive. Sadness introduces the need for comfort, connection, or rest. And happiness is treated not merely as a reward but as a calm, ready-to-learn state. This vocabulary building function matters because naming feelings is often the first step in regulating them. A child who can say, "I feel frustrated," has more options than a child who can only act out the discomfort. Secondly, feelings are framed as body and mind signals rather than bad behavior. One of the book's central ideas is that big emotions communicate needs. This framing is developmentally valuable because it separates the feeling itself from the behavior that may follow it. A child is not told that anger or sadness is wrong. Instead, the child is guided to notice what the emotion might be saying. The sources describe Louis as teaching that a big feeling may mean a hug is needed, a break is needed, or the child needs to breathe. This gives emotion a practical function. Anger may signal that something feels unfair or overwhelming. Sadness may signal a need for comfort. Frustration may signal that a task requires help, patience, or a different approach. By treating emotions as information, the book supports emotional literacy without shaming the child. This is different from books that simply instruct children to calm down. Here, calming is connected to understanding. The child learns that regulation is not denial, but a process of listening, identifying, and choosing a more effective response. Thirdly, self-regulation is taught through pausing, breathing, and choosing a response. The book's practical method centers on interrupting impulsive reaction. In early childhood, strong feelings can quickly turn into yelling, crying, avoidance, or physical responses because the child has not yet developed consistent self-regulation skills. The book introduces a simple sequence: stop, breathe, identify the feeling, and respond more thoughtfully. This sequence is concrete enough for a caregiver or teacher to repeat during real situations. Breathing is not presented as a vague wellness idea, but as a bridge between bodily intensity and decision-making. And when a child pauses, the immediate emotional surge has less control over behavior. When the child names the feeling, the problem becomes easier to discuss. When the child considers the reason behind the feeling, possible solutions become visible. This makes the book useful as a behavioral support tool, not only a read-aloud story. Its approach is modest and age-appropriate. It does not ask children to analyze emotions in adult terms, but it gives them a repeatable pattern for moving from overwhelmed toward calm. Fourthly, Louis the Elephant makes emotional instruction concrete and non-threatening. The use of Louis, a brave little elephant, gives the book an approachable structure for discussing emotionally charged topics. Children may resist direct correction when they are upset, but they often respond more openly to a character who models the same challenges. Louis serves as a gentle mediator between the adult concept of emotional regulation and the child's lived experience of big feelings. The elephant character also creates distance. The child can think about what Louis feels before having to explain their own emotions. This is a common strength of picture books in social-emotional learning because the narrative frame lowers defensiveness. Louis's bravery is not depicted as the absence of fear or difficulty. Instead, bravery is connected to noticing feelings and moving forward with help from simple strategies. That matters because children often interpret being brave as never crying or never feeling upset. The book offers a healthier model. A brave child can still feel anger, sadness, or frustration, but can learn how to respond with more awareness. Lastly, the Brave Kids Press Context links emotions to confidence and childhood transitions. The book is part of a broader Brave Kids Press orientation toward courage, self-confidence, and navigating common childhood changes. This context shapes how emotional learning is presented. The emphasis is not only on avoiding negative behavior, it is also on helping children feel capable when they encounter difficult internal states. Many social-emotional books focus on a single feeling or a single incident, but this book positions emotions within a larger developmental pattern. Children face new situations, feel uncertainty or frustration, and need tools to continue. That connection makes the book especially relevant for caregivers dealing with transitions such as starting school, adjusting to routines, meeting new expectations, or learning independence. Its message of bravery is practical rather than heroic. Children are encouraged to recognize discomfort, use calming strategies, and re-engage with the situation. This gives the book a wider application than a one-time lesson about anger. It can become part of a repeated language adults use when children are learning resilience through everyday challenges. In conclusion, the emotions book is best suited for preschool and early elementary children, especially those who are beginning to express strong feelings, but still need adult support to understand them. Parents, caregivers, preschool teachers, counselors, and librarians can use it as a conversation starter for naming emotions, identifying triggers, and practicing calming responses. Its practical benefit lies in giving children simple language and a repeatable process. Notice the feeling, pause, breathe, consider what is needed, and choose a response. Intellectually, it introduces an important social-emotional idea in child-friendly form. Emotions are not enemies to defeat, but signals to interpret. Compared with many picture books about feelings, its distinctive feature is the combination of a narrow four-emotion framework, the recurring guidance of Louis the Elephant, and a clear emphasis on self-regulation rather than mere emotion recognition. It does not attempt to provide a comprehensive psychology lesson, and that restraint is part of its usefulness. The book works as a short, accessible tool that adults can return to during everyday moments of anger, sadness, frustration, or happiness. Or, in its category, it stands out for presenting bravery as emotional awareness in action, not simply confidence or cheerfulness. If you would like to support Liz Fletcher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.